Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on the topic of Balamata Bakarim Viksasos, when he wanted to make the sukkah lower sukkah because he, by putting pillows and cushions on the ground. We saw Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem, Big Yeseldos, in the previous Shiurim. We concluded last year by saying that we need two Kamash Malans in the Gemara. First Kamash Malan in the Gemara is if you're Mamait Bakarim Biksasos, then it's no good, because that's not even considered a Mitzias of Miut, because he's going to remove them. As Rashi says, because if he's going to lose money if he leaves them there. He needs the pillows, he needs the cushions. Can't be part of it. They can't use them as to place on the ground to lower the height of the sukkah. Thus is the Erste Zach. The number two, the Gemara says, "Vayter afagav de batlinu." Even though you're mevatel, you make a chalos bittel, and that's the key here. Key distinction that we're making is that you make a chalos bittel on the karm b'ksasos. Even that doesn't work. Why? Now it's tack a part of the ground. It's transformed. The mahus of the pillows is transformed to be part and parcel of the karka. So why shouldn't that work? Then you're not going to take it away. It's part of the ground. The answer is, but ladaito it's a kol adam, gevaldik. So atkan, that's the how we concluded last year, and now we're taking it from there again, based on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagon Hagadol Rav David Yitzchak Mann Zecher Tzadik Livracha. V'nira l'fizei writes b'mashkas v'ritva naldem hani bein b'peh bein b'lev gamal bittul olam. So the ritva's word was that you can do bittul, whether it's verbal bittul or whether it is bittul in one's heart, non-verbal bittul, right? Rashi says the bittul has to be verbalized, but the Ritva holds it could be bein b'peh bein b'lev, even though we're talking about bittul le'olam, because the Ritva holds that the bittul isn't a temporary bittul like Rashi holds. The Ritva holds that it's a bittul le'olam. So how do we explain this? So Rashi in Kiddushin and daf memalof amid beis dibur maschin yeshem machshava writes kachim nami isnehu b'machshava. Kachim also can be accomplished via machshava, and psul kachim and pigol is also al yedei machshava. And how are kachim done by machshava? Gomar belibo loymar shor ze ola harehu ola. If somebody was gomer belibo, if somebody decided in his heart that he's going to make this shore into an ola, then this shore, taka, turns into an ola. Kidisnan, kiditanya b'shvuas, perigimel chafav amid beiz, motz v'secha en le'el shotzi b'svasav, gomer b'libo minayin, tamad lomer kol nadiv lev olos, ad kan midivrei Rashi. So Rashi says, gomer b'libo lomer shor ze ola, reu ola, brings a raya from the Gemara in Shvuas, Motzvah Sasecha, that's only, I only know Hotzi B'Svasav. What about Gamar Belibo? What about if he just decided? Call Nadiv Lev Olos. A Lev is enough. So it's hard to understand. Chora. Why was Rashi Tole this in Gamar Belibo Lomar and not Gamar Belibo? What does it mean Gamar Belibo Lomar? He decided in his heart to say. Befrat, it's well known with the Turei Eben Chagiga and the Avnei Shoam and Daf Yud Amid Aleph writes, we had a shir on this, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, that even b'dvarim sheyeshnan b'machshava, lo mahani ha'machshava im hayaze ba'ofen shel gomar b'libo lomar. Even things that work b'machshava, it is not effective b'machshava if you intended to say it. If you think that you're going to say something, then even though it should work with machshava, it will not in this instance, because you don't want it to work with machshava. You want the chalos to only be chal b'lomar. She'az talas ha'chalos b'lomar. And therefore it's not chal until you actually say it. When is it chal b'machshava? When you just had the thought. But when you had the thought to say, then you actually have to say it. So why then does Rashi here say Shegomar belibo loymar? say shagamar b'libo. V'kvar omad b'zeh kovna rov. Ravam duber kahana Shapiro in the first volume, in the meluim to Simon Tes Zion, in the name of the Gadol Miminsk, Ayin Sham, Dvar of Sham, B'si'if Katan Gimel. So what's the pshat? Shebelev, and when we're talking about one's heart, Mishkachaslan Inyan Shel Ratzon V'Haskama. You can have a will and an agreement to something, and you can also have a Hachlota V'Kviya, a decision. Just this decision is nonverbal. And regarding this, Rashi writes that hekdesh that's chal b'machshava. This doesn't mean that the ratzon that's belave is poel hekdesh. No, not enough. Rather, we require debay kviya v'ashvuye belibo al shor ze sheyeshu ola. You need an establishment. You need a firm resolve in your heart that this shore should be an ola. And this was mischadesh, that it works with hekdesh, even though you didn't say it verbally. For gomar b'libo loymar shor ze ola shekasev Rashi, it doesn't mean that he intended to say it with his mouth like we saw from the Turei Evan. No. If you intend to say it with his mouth, sarbidnish, then you have to say it with your mouth. El loymar b'libo kibedibor. It's like dibor. Loymar b'libo, to say in your heart, it's something absolute. Ilu kibedibor. Ilu have a bin and shei befiv. For lo akler tzos b'libo. If we would require that he say it verbally, then he would have to verbalize it, and it wouldn't be enough to want it in his heart. He would have to verbalize it. So to hear, it's not enough just the pure ratzon. It has to be stronger than that. That's the b'libo lomar. It's saying that it's a firm resolve that he really means it. As if he would actually have said it. Not that he intends to say it, but as if dibur was required, he had actually said it. So to hear, he's not actually saying it, but he's thinking it, that this is what he really wants. So that's pshat, possibly in Rashi, in Maseches Kiddushin, and of Memalef, Amid Beis, Gomar Belibo Lomar, that it's an absolute resolve, it's a kviya, it's an ashvuye, it's a chalos. So according to this, we can explain the Ritva. That Bedas Rashi, that this bittel is lizman, and it's not an ashvuye, it's not a chalos, it's not a change in the status of this pillow. So it's enough, l'fi das Rashi, to have a gilui das, which is enough if you have a ratzon, if you have a skama, that has nothing to do with the mira b'peh. And if there's an amira, not a skama b'leiv, it's garnished. And that's what the Ritva was bothered by Rashi. That Rashi says that you need amira b'peh. And the Ritva says, since you're only mevatel it for the 7 days of Sukkot, mali amar kein b'fiv, olo amar kein. What does it matter whether he verbalized it or not? You don't have to verbalize it. Here you can't say dvarim shebelei v'einam dvarim, because that's only nedarim, mekdeshes, tanaim, v'keyotzibam. Avaleinyan Shum Bittel Gilui Daita Have Kamira Bepeh. As far as Bittel goes, just being Megaladas is like Amira. So you don't need Amira. The important thing is that should be what you want. So the Amira really is insignificant. So why does Rashi require dafka amira? The ikar is that you should want it. So that's what the Ritva says against Rashi. Aval l'shitaso, but that's what shitas haritva, that both be, that you can do both bepen and belave. It does relate to the amira bepeh. And even if there wasn't gemiras das shlema in his heart, it would be chal yedei amiras piv. And the divrei aturei even that we saw, if he's going mer belev lohoitzi besvasav, it's not going to be chal, unless he's going mohoitzi besvasav, unless he verbalizes it. Just that there's an amira an ashvuye when you did it belev as well. And the Ritva holds that on such a chalos, there's no chisaron dvarim shebelev enim dvarim. Even though there's a chalos here, it still can be done. Belev. But this is not like Shita Sirashi, that dibur bepeh, that the Ritva says, the dibur bepeh is nothing. Because according to Ritva says to Rashi, what's dibur bepeh? The ikur is that you should have a skama belev. So why do you require dafka bepeh? The Ritva holds that peh works and lave works. Why does peh work and lave work? Because lave works when he absolutely, it's a kviya, it's an ashvuye in his heart. He absolutely wants it. Since he absolutely wants it, then that makes the chalos. What's the other way of making the chalos? Al yidei amira bepeh. So that's the amira bepeh lefi haritva. But he says to Rashi, you Rashi, what do you need amira bepeh for? Because as far as you're concerned, all you need is a gili das. If you just have a mirror, not a scum of belev, it's nothing. So that's why he didn't like Rashi saying that it works bepeh. Because he's understanding that Rashi learns that all you need is a scum and a gili das. So for a scum and a gili das, there the ikar is belev and the amir is nothing. If there's no a scum of belev, then it doesn't work. The Ritva holds it works both bepeh and belev. How does it work belev? When it's an absolute resolve. When it's like gomar belibo lomar, as we explained before. That it's a kviya and ashvuye belibo ashol zeshei waola. It's an absolute determination in one's heart that this shore should be an ola. Or alternatively, he just does an amira. And the amira makes the chalos ola, even without a determination in his heart. According to Rashi, says the Ritva, that's not how it works. According to Rashi, you only need haskama, belev. You need to agree, not an absolute resolve. So it doesn't matter what you say with your mouth. If you don't have the haskama, it's nothing. According to the Ritva, it works bepeh belev, but a different type of peh. Not a peh that requires a skama belev, any peh. And how belev? A gamar beliba lomar. As if amira was required, so it's like two types of amira. It's either amira belev or amira bepeh. So that apparently is the machlokas Rashi and Ritva. That's why Ritva asks on Rashi and Ritva is a different pshat. Bepeh or belev, but a different type of peh than Rashi. not a peh that's megala haskama, any peh. Any peh makes the chalos. And belev is a gamar belev alomar, it's an absolute kviya belev. In the Pnei Yoshua, in our sugya, he writes on Rashi that you require bitl bepeh, that nevertheless it would appear that lav dafka shebitlo bepiv mamish. You don't mamish have to do it bepeh. The ikar kavanas Rashi shegamar beliba levatlo sham. And therefore, in such an instance, it's as if he was mevatel it bepeh. And that's like the Ritva asked that in such an instance we paskin that dvarim shebelev are dvarim. So all you need, and that's what Rashi Taka meant, says the Pnei Yoshua. He meant gamar b'liv olavat lo sham. So based on what we said, this is correct Bidas HaRitva. That's really the way the Ritva holds. And that's why the Ritva says that it works Belev. Because here we'd say Dvarim Shebelev are Dvarim. You can think it in your heart. Why? Because there's a Gamar Belibo Vashvuye Levatlo Sham. There's an absolute decision to be Mevatlet there. But the Ritva had a good Kashan Rashi. Because he asked on Rashi, why are you bringing in Peh? This has nothing to do with Peh. All you need is a Haskama Belev. Either Ritva hold that it's Gamar Belibo Lomar, as we explained Rashi in Kiddushin. That's an Ashvuye Echalos Belev, as if he had actually said it. So either saying it makes the Chalos, or an absolute decision in one's heart makes the Chalos. So just like Amira is an absolute, says the Ritva, that when you say something, that creates a chalos, so too in your heart, you also have to create the chalos by having an absolute determination that it should be that way. Not just a ratzon and a haskama, not just you agree that it should be that way, but you're koveh, an absolute that it should be that way. So for the Ritva, the machshava is connected to the dibur. So the Lomar Belibo is like a Dibur. A Dibur makes a Chalos, and a Lomar Belibo, a strong Kvi in the heart, makes a Chalos. That's the Ritva. And he asks on Rashi, why do you say Amira? For you, what does Amira have to do with anything? For you, you just need a Haskama. You just need that there should be some sort of Gili Das. Why do you bring in Amira? This Haskama has nothing to do with Amira Bepeh. Any type of askama works. Any type of way you know that we know that you want it to be mizbatel there. So why do you say amira bepeh? So according to this, we have to say b'das harishonim that hold that bitul azman does work. The Rush writes this. He proves it from Erevin Ein Zayin on a charetz between two chatzeres. That you could be mevatel something in the charetz to close up the charetz. If it's not taken on Shabbos, you're leaving it there for Shabbos. And if you're leaving it there for Shabbos, then this is a bitul azman. So you see a sheet in the Rishonim. If you go to Aaron 9 Zion, that bitul azman is effective. So it says in Iran, he proves this from a Mishnah on Olos, Perek Tesvav Mishnah Zion. Shegam b'kri shel tvua mahani bittel, even a pile of tvor that the person's going to take, bittel works, bittel is man. They hold that there is also a chalos bittel. Now this is a new shita, sweet friends. We've had until now bittel that you're changing the mahus of the object, that the cushion should become part of the ground, the pillow should become part of the ground. Change the mahus of the object, or the other way we saw was that it's just it's a metzias, meaning it's not becoming part of the ground. Just in the metzias, it's there. So it's enough to be memayet the gova chalal sukkah. But now those who hold that bittul zman is effective, right? We said if it's you're mishana the mahus, so that's permanent. That's not bittul zman. So how does bittul zman work? So these rishonim will hold. Sheyeshna gam ken chalos shel bittul shelo al etzem mahuso shel achefetz ela al makomo, not the essence of the chefetz, but on the place, because it's known that place is part of the mahus. Kayadua mea philosophim vein kana makom laharich makom uchelik mea mahus. Place is part of the essence. Lioso kavua b'makom zeh, that it should be established in this place, that this is going to be its place. Not that it's part of the place, not that it becomes one with the place, but that this is its place. And then the chalal, this open space in the sukkah, is batel, and it's no longer a sukkah l'mala michof, because now where is the place of this cushion? Right here on the ground. Not that it's part of the ground, but the place of the cushion is on the ground, and memela, that's memayit the chalal sukkah. So is the lashon of the Rosh. In the Mishnah Olos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches, Baishem Alu, Offer or Bitlon, Yom Vatel. Notice Yom Vatel, the Offer Vein Osid Lefanoso, Ayin Sham, and the Rosh, that it's a Mavur, Kanal Bishitaso, that the Bitl is Lashvui, Ain Osid Lefanoso. You're creating a matzah that you're not going to move it, that this is its place. And that's Paul the Tumor Ritzutza, as we discussed in the first year, that the Tumor goes all the way up. And the Ritva and the Rush says there mafurish that it's called up talking about bittul zman. V'lechein shayach nidon shiheze bittul da bepe dafka. V'chein yeshno anyan shabatla dato shekanit ba'er. Hu rak ba shvuye de bay bay dat. And therefore there's a nidon that it should be dafka bepeh. Because we said that when you want to make an absolute, absolute is done verbally. And here, it's an absolute. This bittul is making this object kavua in this place. So you need peh. Or an absolute in the heart. And we can also talk about butler daito etzo kol adam. Because this is an ashvuye, this is a chalos that requires das. And since it requires das, so then we can say this inyan of batla daito etzo kol adam. Because to make this chalos, as we discussed in previous shiurim, you need das. And once you need das, now the Gemara is correct. The Gemara says, all right, but by karmic sauces it doesn't work. Because batla daito etzo kol adam. And that's also pshat in the Gemara in Erevin, and to find Chesam at Beis, Ayin Sham Rashi Avol Le'inyan, who's talking there about the making a chatzitza in between two. You have a ditch, a charetz in between two chatzeros, Can they make an Eruv together? So you wanna bring the two together. There's stuff filling in this charetz. So it's Rashi writes, Lachutz mipnei b'fnei avir acharetz v'lidon kesasum demashvus le'ka'ara. That it works if you want it to be chotzeitz from the avir, from the air of the charetz, and you want to judge it as being sealed off. You're making it like the land. Meaning, Bittul ha'avir v'acholo. You're mevatel the air. V'shezeu dina bittul d'dainin an shem b'charetz. That's the bittul. V'cheinu l'gabi tum r'tzutza shekosh kavua davar omed ala tum r'batul l'cholo. Aydzev le tum r'tzutza, same to the tum r'tzutza. If you fill up the house with the tevin, with the tzroros, and you just leave it there, you're mevatel it to the makom. So then it fills up the airspace. And memela, there's tum on the bottom, on the ground, it goes all the way up to shemayim. Because it's filled up, because you're mevatel this tevin to the space, so there's no halal in the house anymore. And for this, bittul azman works, as the Ran writes. And why is it called bittul? It's called bittul because we said bittul has to be not just the mitzias that it happens to be there, but you're mevatel it to the place. You're changing the mahus. What mahus is being changed here? It's like we have by bittul chametz, you change the mahus. The answer is that this is now the makom hachefetz. That's the chalos bittul. And therefore, you could talk about bittul l'zman. Because if you're changing the mahus of the chefetz, that's tamid. That's permanent. Changing a mahus is considered permanent. Changing the essence. But here you're just saying that this is its place. This is its place. You're mevatel it to this place. That could be lizman. Shalzeh shapir mahani gam bitul lizman acharei shein tzorach kan l'shinui ma'oto shel hachefetz. Sheklapei zeh arei kol shelo nishtana legamrei ein kan klal shinui. Elu rak al aprat shel makomo shel hachefetz. V'shapir shayich levatel prat zeh klapei aprat shel hazmanim shel kach v'kach zman. So this is just, you're not changing the essence of the object. Just the place. Oh, it's only the place. It could be for a certain amount of time. You're changing the essence of the object, then it's permanent. It's permanently part of the ground. But if you're just changing the place of the object, so you're koveya, that this is going to be the place of the object, but only temporarily. Then you're going to move it. But in the meantime, this is the place. It's kavua b'makom zeh. Since it's kavua, it's not just that in the metzias it's here. It has a kvius here. And since it has a kvius here, so it's mevatel l'cholo. Fills in the space, and that's how these Rishonim will learn the Gemara. That we talk about bittul in the Gemara, you're mevatel it to the place. So we have either it's there in the mitzius and it's mevatel l'cholo. You're mevatel it to the place, and thus mevatel l'cholo, or becomes part of the ground. It's mevatel l'cholo. And bittul is in a change in essence, either the essence of the object or the essence of the object's place, what the object's place is. And for that you need das. And we could say, but la daita way to kol adam. And tevin or bitlo have a miut. If you're mevatel a tevin to the place, that is bitl. That is a miut. Okay, yesh od harbei harbei lomar basugya zot, and please God, I'm hoping Hashem should give us the life and the simchas chayim and everything else we need in order to the financial means in order to continue liskos lil modu lelamid lishmor v'las l'kayim. It's called divrei salmud tarasa v'yahava. Amen v'yamen. Shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.